And now we're joined by WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Well, good morning, Lucas. It's always great to see you. And, you know, this is a day that everybody should be very careful in coming to wherever they're going, because it's slippery out there. I know that when I came in from Great Barrington this morning between West Stockbridge and Great Barrington, it was not an easy ride. After that, it got pretty good. But if you step outside your house, be careful where you step and how you step, because you could fall.
It's slippery.
And you don't need a broken ankle. I did that once. I don't want to do that again.
That freezing rain, it'll get you.
Oh, boy.
But I wanted to ask you about, there's reports this week that the Trump administration had attempted to rush the sale of nuclear technology to Saudi Arabia. And this was a story that was in the New York Times and it was in other outlets yesterday. The president had then gone on Twitter saying that the New York Times was the enemy of the people, one of his favorite refrains. And then he also said that all of the reporting today has never been more dishonest, or something along those lines.
Well, I saw Maggie Haberman of the New York Times on the television, and she, of course, was aghast at what the president was saying it's just not true. I mean, among other things, he said, they don't even check with us. And she, you know, was just clearly infuriated by that, but said, no, we do check with them. We check with them all the time. They may not tell the president, but we certainly do our jobs and we do it right. Look, Mueller is out there. He's about, we are told, to give his report. And it's going to be a humdinger. Whether that report, and this is the big news of the day, Lucas, is whether that report gets the American people, something like 86% of which I think I read, want it released, and they want every word of it released. Now you have a new attorney general. His view is that there may be some things that have to be redacted. Well, I'll tell you, if they redact a single word, there's going to be fury in the land. Now along comes Trump, and part of the answer to your question is he sees the train coming down the track. He knows that the dissemination of information comes from newspapers like the New York Times, which has done an exemplary job at all of this, in the Washington Post. And the last thing that he wants is to be criticized by those institutions. So he's going to do everything he can to discredit them. And that's what this is all about. The enemy of the people, this is frightening. I mean, if you were a screenwriter and you're trying to write this. Now, let's go to Saudi Arabia. In my mind, the Trump Organization has had business dealings with both Russia and Saudi Arabia. We know about Russia because one of his sons said he can get anything he wants from the Russians. In terms of Saudi Arabia, we know that he has had deals with them, too. So let's just refer to them as client states, because the crossover between the Trump business empire and the business of running the government is quite clear at this stage of the game. Does he have to pay off with them? Does he have to give them what they need? Does he have to do that with the Russians? We suspect yes.
Another item that's in the news this morning is that the White House will study if climate change is a national security threat. This would be looking at it, I guess, from this lens in particular, although there have been studies that the White House has released or quietly released on climate change in the past. Is this something that you think could make a difference with a new study examining specifically how national security would be affected? Or are we expecting the Trump administration to sort of put their guy on the panel and say, this is not something that we think is as big of a deal as you guys do?
Well, right, Lucas. We know from his background and what he's done in the past that we can expect very little or marginal. Now, here's the thing. Of course, Al Gore had it right. He had it right when he did, you know, his film. And he predicted things like, you know, the East and Hudson Rivers coming over the banks of Manhattan. Manhattan underwater. And we saw it with Hurricane Sandy. He was prescient. It was coming. Now, if that isn't more national security than anything else, I don't know what is. I mean, you know, you can build all the missiles you want. The chances of firing them aren't that good. But the chances of these superstorms coming and burying Manhattan and everything else in its their way is almost assured. So is it national security, a matter of national security? You bet it is. So one more thing, Lucas, and that is, I want everybody to be very, very careful when they step out of their houses this morning. It's slippery out there, and you don't need it.
Thanks, Alan.